Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we're talking business, we are talking marketing. And if you're a CEO, president, or business owner, you are always looking at your marketing, your website, your materials, saying how can you make them better. And what you do know is you know that the subject line is really important. The subject line has to be catchy. If the subject line is not good, no one's going to read the article. Or if you go to the bookstore and you look at the titles on the books and the covers of the books, it's the ones that stand out, that jump out at you, that will put you in a position of picking that book up and reading it. So we know that titles are important. And when I have a radio show that's a title of CEOs, presidents, and business owners, how much time do you waste every single day? That's not a very catchy title, is it? It's not very interesting on the surface, is it? I mean, I'm wondering who's actually going to click on this and listen to it, because unless you are really into your business, unless you really understand what's going on, you are not going to listen to this. But if you do listen to it and you do understand, then you understand that all you have is time. There is no more. This is Monday, and then it's Friday. It's January, and then it's December. The time really flies by. And you, when you hit that office in the morning, you have to say, I am going to focus, because there's so much wasted time during the day, and we all do it, every single one of us. We're not focused. We're not focusing on the right subjects. We're not focusing on the right problems. We're not focusing on the right success. We're not focusing on the right things that we need to talk to our employee problems about or our employees about. Take your pick as to what you are going to focus on. But you have to know where you are going and what you are focusing on. And if you are not doing that and you are wasting time, time will go by and you will not reach the goals that you have set for yourself and your business. But of course, we need to have goals first, right? Because many business people never set goals. They never sit down and think about their business. So the title in the email is important to get it read. The title or the headline in the direct mail letter is important to get it read. But you have to walk into your office and you have to say, where am I today? What's in front of me? What's important? What's going to drive my business to success? What's going to make the business more profitable? What problems do I need to solve? What's the priority of those problems? Because you're going to find, if you take a blank piece of paper and you put it in front of you and you say, okay, I want to account for my time today. I've been here for 9.5 hours, 10 hours. You'll find that you cannot account for that time and the productivity. And the same thing goes for your employees, for your coworkers. We need to teach them to focus. We need to teach them how time is so important, how we can never get time back again. We can make more money. We can buy more products. We can hire more people. We can get more computers, more office staff. But we cannot get time back, and we cannot turn time back to get our to be younger. So think about it. I'm really pleased that you were the one who clicked on this radio show and you're starting to understand how valuable time is and how when you waste every single day, what are you really wasting? Well, you're wasting part of your life. You're wasting the success of your business, and you are wasting your profits. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. to Talk Business with Howard.